Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Learn to do a quiet time with God daily. First thing, as you see the dawning of a new day, God first. After receiving Turning Point audio, then go to the Turning Point Prayer booklet. Do the short Bible study. Pray the prayer. And follow the guideline in reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. If you subscribe online with the token, the prayer booklet content will be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now so you won't forget. Welcome also to Friday, the 12th day in April 2024. 12 is a very significant and spiritual number. It is deep in meaning. There are 12 tribes in Israel, 12 gates to the New Jerusalem, 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, 12 calendar months in a year. Open your hand and heart. Let me use the mystery of 12 to make divine pronouncement to your life. This 12th day of the month, be saying amen. I receive it. I prophesy to your life. You will not miss the mystery and the depth and the power behind 12. Everything you touch today will result into greatness. Jesus Christ was 12 when he sat in the temple interrogating the Sanhedrin and the lawyers and the rulers, and they were surprised at the level of his wisdom displayed at 12. So I speak to everyone's life and destiny. You will receive the greatness you never thought possible. With an amazing wisdom, you shall not suffer any diminishing return anymore. I was once happy and rich and wealthy and doing well before, but I don't have such again will not be your story. Your story and testimony shall be, once upon a time I was poor, I was down, I was sickly, but now everything has changed. I'm all right. That will be your new testimonies. In the name of Jesus, now I prophesy, you shall be made visible. God shall put visibility on you and all your things. Try it. It work. From now on, you begin to gallop and soar like the power of God. Every one of you that have been having challenging in any area of life, do a warfare prayer in that area. Put a battle seat behind it. You will see brilliant results and you'll be successful. If you can, do this. Look for a mirror. Do you have a mirror there? It could be small, medium, or big. It could even be your car mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror. Lay your right hand on your chest and say to yourself, I'm qualified. I am able. I'm succeeding. I can do it. I will make it. I am honored. I shall be congratulated in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, you shall become all you have just said to yourself, looking at yourself in the mirror. The person you saw in the mirror will not come down, will not know suffering anymore, will not die young. Say amen, amen, I receive it. Now do this. Mention three major things you want God to do for you or help you accomplish before April 30. That is the last day of this month, 18 days away. Before the end of the month. Then mention two other key things, two areas of breakthroughs you desire of God before the end of the second quarter in June. Mention them to God in prayers. Say them silently, personally, but describe your miracle. Say so. I want to pray for you. It could be for self. It could be for your children. It could be for the family, the business, the career, your platform, your network, your ministry. Say it again and again. Now let me pray. I speak to your life. Consider it done. The power of God Almighty shall perfect all you have just said to yourself now in Jesus' name. All travelers this weekend, all those of you that have events and meetings and programs and ceremonies, you are divinely protected. You will be provided for. It shall be highly successful. You shall have more than enough. No accident, no attack, no ugly incident. For all of you, in Jesus' name, April 12th celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed and be divinely covered. You shall mark April 12th yearly in good health, happiness, prosperity, and in divine fulfillment. In Jesus' name, say amen. Happy birthday. Right? Let's see how many issues time will allow us to deal with again today. First issue. Good evening, sir. Why is it that you don't mention students in your prayers? Ah, wow. I do pray for students in different ways and different times. As led of God anyway, I pray for sons and daughters in the families. I pray for those preparing and writing exams and pursuing their careers, etc. Students are included in that line. But for mentioning it today, let me pray for all students. Hold anything around you there connected to your studies, your pen, your book, your matric number, your ID card, your book, handkerchief, anything connected to studies, hold it close to yourself. I prophesy brilliance, excellent performance. I ask for redemptive memories for you and favor before everyone that has to do with you. Say amen. Now, good evening, sir. Daddy, sir, what is your take on a pastor who is always preaching against members listening to other pastors? Two, if you do wrong thing, instead of him calling you to order or scolding you, he will indirectly be using you to preach on the pulpit. Wow, if this allegation is true, then this pastor you talk about has violated pastoral ethics, behaved immaturely, and is not secured in his calling. Pastors, you can't stop your members from listening to other pastors or, worse still, criticizing other pastors on your pulpit. No, if you do so, you are unknowingly or indirectly advertising that pastor to them, and they will go look for him. Preach your own message. Build your church structure to be strong. Disciple your members if they are well-fed, growing, and seeing results in their lives. They will remain in that church and even be inviting others for your church to grow. My take is that this pastor is behaving immaturely, and he should change, or else he will keep losing members to the pastors and churches he's criticizing. Next, good morning, Daddy. Please, why is it easier for wives to forget about issues with their spouses easily, but very difficult for husbands, even the so-called born again, to forget about issues? Wow, you just generalize there. It's not all husbands. In fact, not many husbands will behave the way you have just described. Many husbands are too busy, very busy. They are matured and godly to keep holding issues against their spouses for long. If your own husband is behaving the way you have just described here, then it is unfortunate. All couples, listen to me. Please forgive one another when you have issues. Marriage is a relationship between two forgivers. I've said that again and again. Husband and wives, forgive yourself. Focus on each other's areas of strength rather than the areas of weaknesses. We all have both. Next, good morning, my pastor. Please, we need a solution to this. My wife is sick. The left side of her body has a moving object with hotness. Many medical tests and scanning machine has been done, but nothing found. But we need your advice, sir. Wow. If you are sure the medical effort you have engaged are from consultants, I mean competent doctors from reputable hospitals, and yet nothing is found, then do more of prayer warfare. Why not abandoning the medicals? A moving object with heat could either be spiritual, medical, or psychological. So keep all of them, spiritual, medical, and psychological. Keep them up. So she will definitely be healed. Engage all our scriptural, prophetic, impartitional prayers. Darkness cannot overpower light. So she will be healed. Don't give up. Next, good morning, sir. My heart is worried for my sister, who is above 40 years. She's acting as if she's under a spell. For the past 8 years now, she accepted marrying a man who is outside of the country. Since then, the man has not yet come back. What can I do to deliver her from this mess? Wow, she's actually in a mess, and she needs urgent deliverance. Waiting for a man that went abroad for 8 years and she is now above 40 years. She needs help, spiritual, psychological, and a counselor. Let me say this to all daughters, listen to me as I close. Please don't let any man waste your time with prolonged courtship or staying abroad, promising you marriage 6, 7, 8 years, not returning. Ladies have a race against time. Menopause is around 45 years. Some people even have it much earlier. If any man is not ready for marriage, open yourself for somebody else. God will not force any man or a woman on anyone. If you don't marry him or her, you will marry someone else. Well, I've said my own. Let those who have ears to hear, please hear wise counseling. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Join us tonight on Ask Your Question broadcast. Now it is Ask, Answer, and Prayer Hub. It has been turned into a prayer hub every Monday and Friday night, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Join us on our social media platforms. Tomorrow morning is our weekly communion service online. So prepare your communion element this evening. After listening to Turning Point tomorrow morning, administer the communion. Have you paid your tithe and sow your seed? Don't compromise. Don't default. And don't be discouraged. You might not see results initially as you begin to do it. But as you persist, the result will surely come. TPGF is a fertile soil to give your tithe and sow your seed. Then TPGF UK conference is counting down. I'm coming to London to hold the maiden edition of TPGF conference UK and Europe edition. Please, ministers conference also will happen. Date is Friday and Saturday, June 21 and 22. Friday, June 21, 5 to 9 p.m. TPGF conference. Saturday, June 22, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. TPGF conference, and 2:30 to 4:30 ministers conference. All ministers be there. Conference is free, but registration is important so that we can do planning and logistics. Venue is St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend, DA110DJ. Telephone number to SMS or chat or call for registration. Pastor Franklin, +44 7956 504536, and Pastor Adeola on +44 7411125401. Do so now. I speak to everyone's life today. You will prosper and do well. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.